Hi, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Astrology with Alice. I'm your host, Alice Bell, and today is Monday, March 25th. We had a lunar eclipse happen this morning, really, really early in the morning, like right around 3 a.m. Eastern. If you're in America, if you're in time zones ahead, it played out later in your day. But yeah, we're going into the work week very much feeling the effects of the eclipse, not only today, but over the next several months. So if you're not seeing like huge change or shifts go on in your life this week, that doesn't mean the eclipse didn't affect you. Those themes represented by the house and the sign that an eclipse takes place in for you. So, I mean, it's taking place in Libra for everyone, but the Libra ruled house of your chart and where the eclipse is hitting that, we're having multiple eclipses across this house of your chart over a year and a half long period. So we got that first Libra solar eclipse in October of 2023. Now we have this lunar eclipse in Libra at the end of March of 2024. And then we have another solar eclipse in Libra in the fall of 2024. I believe it's early October this year. So yeah, it's kind of like one after the other, these eclipses build upon each other. And by the time we get to the fall of 2024, end of the year, you're starting to notice how far you've come in that area of your life since maybe middle spring, summer of 2023, because the nodes shifted into Aries and Libra in July of 2023. But anyways, if you're wanting to know what these eclipses mean for your rising sign, just a reminder, that's on my Substack for my paid subscribers. I go really in depth on all of the transits happening this Aries season for each individual rising. But we'll get more into the details of this eclipse once we get into the forecast for this week. An overall theme for the week ahead is that, yes, the week is starting off pretty busy because we have this full moon lunar eclipse taking place right on Monday. But the further into the week we get, the calmer you'll start to feel. Like things will start to slow down a bit if they're particularly frantic or busy earlier on in the week. You might get more relief or just time to yourself as we get closer to the weekend, which is ideally what we want. You don't want to be super busy headed into the weekend. And other than the lunar eclipse in Libra today, there really aren't any major transits taking place. I can't say the same for next week, so maybe enjoy. I don't know if it'll exactly be calm this week because there is a lunar eclipse, but there's nothing else major going on. So what I'm talking about for this week is mainly where is the moon and what are the aspects it's making to other planets. Okay, let's get into the week ahead. So we're kicking things off on Monday, March 25th. As I mentioned, the lunar eclipse in Libra goes exact right around 3 a.m. Eastern, and the moon continues to remain in Libra for the rest of Monday. The lunar eclipse is happening at 5 degrees of Libra, and because it's like the sun's at 5 degrees Aries, and the moon is at 5 degrees of Libra with this lunar eclipse, if you have placements, like an angle in your chart, like maybe your midheaven or your descendant or your ascendant, or a planet in your chart right around that 5 degree marker, I would give or take a couple degrees on either side of five, you will probably feel the impact of this eclipse the most. And this could be a pivotal turning point going on in your life. Like not just this month, but like 2024 as a year in general. And that, I mean, I guess that really goes for all Aries and Libra people that have that as like a super prominent sign in their chart. Like 2024, you're probably just going to look back on this year and be like, wow, a lot happened for me in that year. And I kind of entered into a brand new phase of my life during that time. But for everyone, like I said, you may want to reflect back on what happened last fall at the mid-October solar eclipse in Libra. There will be a continuation of those themes and whatever you may have initiated back in October or whatever ideas started to come to you around that time, or maybe mindset shift that occurred or idea that came into your brain. You're probably seeing like how that's come full circle and how you're getting results from that or actually implementing changes that were maybe only in the beginning phases last fall. And keep in mind that a lunar eclipse is like a supercharged full moon. So expect to see results and there might be more visibility with what you've been working on, like preparing to launch something out in the world and make it more seen. Or information you weren't previously aware of may come to light about a particular situation, or you could have a lot of emotions or realizations come up about something going on in your life. Again, you're tying it back to the Libra ruled house of your chart to see what part of my life are these realizations or a flurry of ideas, or where is change currently taking place for you. And a lunar eclipse, like a full moon, is also a period of release and can be about having an ending take place too. So if you've kind of been on the fence about, I don't know, this could apply to your love life. Like, do I want to keep dating someone? Or maybe at work, like, is this job situation totally satisfying? Or do I really want to live in this city? This lunar eclipse could be that catalyst to actually make the decision and make that change for yourself. Just thinking about how this eclipse is in the sign of Libra in general and Libra themes that might be coming up at this time, it would involve a lot of having greater connection with people and really thinking about what relationships you value in your life and maybe how you could be a better partner or a better friend to someone, or again, making an important relationship decision or realizing how you might communicate more effectively with people. Because Libra as an air sign has a lot to do with communication and it has that relationship emphasis on it. I also think of Libra in terms of the arts, culture, beauty. So you could feel more creatively inspired around the time of this eclipse or want to dig deeper into subjects that pertain to those like artistic or cultural themes. In the Libra ruled house of your chart, you may also be very aware of how things may feel off balance or not fair or not equal, and maybe how you can resolve that. Or just in general world news, you may notice that the news stories getting the most attention have to do with people being treated fairly. An interesting news story that kind of fits this theme is the talk of TikTok being possibly banned in the United States. And that has to do with an app that's all about the sharing of ideas and creativity and self-expression. And that's very much a Libra creative theme being put in, but then having it banned is maybe that theme of like being restricted with what you're allowed to say and how you can express yourself because you won't be allowed to do it anymore because that app might be banned. So I definitely connect that new story to the Libra lunar eclipse. Also with the Kate Middleton stuff, I very much think there's going to be an important development in that story that takes place right around this lunar eclipse or possibly with the Aries solar eclipse in early April, just because William and Kate have a Libra rising composite chart. So I feel like something's going to come up, some news coming to light in that situation. And for those of you who may have missed it, I did a whole podcast analyzing Kate's birth chart and transits and progressions and solar returns to find out what is happening with her. I did that on Allegedly Astrology's podcast. So I'd go check that out. I'll put the link in the show notes if you're interested. Fortunately, this lunar eclipse isn't making any major hard aspects to other planets. It's trining Pluto in Aquarius. And then the ruling planet of the eclipse, Venus, because Venus rules the sign of Libra. Venus is currently in Pisces, the sign of its exaltation. So with that Pluto aspect and then having the ruling planet of the eclipse in a great sign where it can thrive, I just see this as an opportunity for positive transformation or productive developments and results coming about from hard work you've been putting in recently. Like out of the two eclipses that we're getting during Aries season, the next one being that solar eclipse on April 8th, I think the Libra lunar eclipse will be the easier one out of the two. And just to reiterate, you will be feeling the effects of this eclipse and the next one play out over the next several months, not just this week. I really want to emphasize that. Okay, moving on to Tuesday, March 26th. The moon is still in Libra all day. So those Libra keywords we talked about, such as having more connection with people or establishing balance in a certain area of your life or within your relationships, will continue to apply throughout all day on Tuesday. However, the moon is close to a conjunction with the South Node, especially earlier on in the day, Eastern time. and it's opposite to Chiron on Tuesday morning Eastern. So you could wake up on Tuesday and go into your morning feeling a bit drained of energy, like maybe that eclipse took a lot out of you, or a ton happened on Monday and you're a bit tired on Tuesday. Or you may have some insecurities about yourself, or anxiety or insecurity come up about a relationship on Tuesday, like maybe a comment rubs you the wrong way, or there's a problem you have to deal with in a close friendship or a romantic relationship that's annoying you. And you'll really need to look at, like, why do I feel this way about this situation going on with someone? Or why am I getting insecure about something happening in your life? Like, getting to the root cause of why you're feeling that way. The moon will also be applying to an opposition with Mercury in Aries. So Tuesday is still good to schedule meetings, calls, meet up with people, or maybe develop writing or speaking related work. Like, the words will just be flowing to you more easily. And especially when writing, or maybe even journaling more casually, you could feel more emotionally connected to the words you're putting on the page, or the conversations you're having, probably with your friends or your partner throughout Tuesday, could be a bit deeper, like more emotionally charged conversations, because we're combining the moon with Mercury, and the moon is all about emotions, and Mercury is all about how you communicate and express your ideas. Moving right along to Wednesday, March 27th, the moon will move into Scorpio a little after 5 a.m. Eastern. So if you're in time zones ahead, you may feel low energy with the moon at those in degrees of Libra throughout the earlier part of your day, or just not as much momentum is happening at work until it reaches 5 a.m. Eastern. But for those of us waking up in America, the moon will be in Scorpio, and it will have cleared its square with Pluto as we go about the workday into the late morning and early afternoon. But Scorpio moon keywords to keep in mind throughout Wednesday, Thursday, and the first half of Friday, because that's how long the moon is in this sign. You may be having, again, deeper interactions with people. I feel like that's really a theme for the week, because Libra and Scorpio are both about understanding relationship dynamics a bit more. Scorpio is a little bit more intense in that regard, maybe being made aware of power dynamics in relationships, or transforming an aspect of your own behavior, or becoming aware of your own emotions because of something that's happening in a relationship. That could be happening specifically this week. Or you could just be taking time to be alone and exploring your own emotions and facing what is kept repressed. Like, there may just be a greater desire to understand yourself and really understand maybe human behavior in general. Like, why, what makes that person tick? And why do I have certain reactions and behaviors? Scorpio is a lot about self-transformation. Now we're to Thursday, March 28th. There's a little more going on. On this day, the moon is still in Scorpio, but it's opposing Jupiter in Taurus for the majority of the workday in America. So you could feel more emotionally uplifted, especially if things felt heavier the last couple of days in the lead up to Thursday. You may be more interested in learning. Like, you could be carving out time to read, or maybe you're doing a bit of research on the side, or taking a course after, or like a workshop or a little class after work. Or you may feel more connected to your spirituality. Like, Thursday would be a great day to make time to journal, meditate, go on a peaceful walk. Your interactions with people may just be more pleasant overall as well. The end of day Thursday is not as peaceful, because the moon will move into an opposition with Uranus in Taurus. So you may feel a bit unsettled or on edge Thursday evening, or there could be sudden plans popping up for Thursday night, especially because we also have Venus sextiling Uranus all day on Thursday. So we have two planets, Venus and the moon, connecting to Uranus on Thursday. So definitely try to stay open to last minute events coming up or seeing your friends randomly. You could also want to spend money spur of the moment, or treat yourself to something nice. Like, maybe you're spending money a bit impulsively. You could also be meeting up with a new friend or attending an event where you don't know a lot of people and you're having to branch out and push yourself out of your comfort zone to meet different types of people. It could also be that you have more innovative, creative ideas come to you that you want to put towards projects at work, or maybe you're experimenting with some kind of new hobby outside of your job. I just overall see Thursday as a very creatively inspired day. Now we're to Friday, March 29th. The moon is still in Scorpio until a little before 4 p.m. Eastern. So a large part of the workday if you're in America. Because the moon is at the tail end of Scorpio for this large portion of your day, it may feel lower energy throughout Friday at work. You're probably not having as many emails come in or meetings take place. Try to relax and take off work early for the weekend. Your Friday night will definitely get going when the moon moves into Sagittarius right at 4 p.m. Eastern. So you could feel this shift to maybe feeling a bit emotionally heavy with the moon in this water sign of Scorpio, to feeling way more outgoing, wanting to make plans with people. It'll be nice to have the sun and moon both in fire signs again. So the moon in Sagittarius on Friday night and the sun in Aries. And I just feel like it's more likely that you're going to be going out and have social plans pop up, especially if you're a fire sign rising or an air sign rising, because this trine will be happening in kind of the fun parts of your chart. I would say there is one transit to watch out for, which is the moon making a square to Mars in Pisces. So there may be an argument that comes up with someone, or maybe someone snaps at you and you were like, whoa, like, what? Why'd you just say that? Or you could have emotional reactions that come on strong to a situation that you encounter on Friday night. So try not to react too impulsively to anything. Maybe you even want to do a workout after you get off work on Friday to release any pent-up energy. And even if you aren't doing anything on Friday night, like you have no plans other than staying in and keeping to yourself, maybe there's some type of like educational activity you want to do. Like maybe a great documentary is out that you can learn from, or you're binging a podcast or picking up a book, because the moon in Sagittarius is a lot about keeping an open mind to learning new information. Moving on to Saturday, March 30th, Saturday will definitely be a productive day. The moon is still in Sagittarius. It'll be squaring Saturn in Pisces and trining the sun in Aries. So throughout Saturday, you may have to fulfill work and responsibilities, as well as attend commitments you've made to other people. However, you may not feel as frustrated or weighed down by these things as you normally would. Saturday is also a great day to run errands or organize some type of outing with people that maybe requires some planning going on. But don't be surprised if someone's running late to the plans or there's a slight delay. That's what Saturn does. So the moon connecting with Saturn could slow things down a bit or add a bit of a blip to the schedule. And it could be that the earlier part of the day on Saturday, like the morning, flows much more easily than the later afternoon, evening, because earlier in the day on Saturday, the moon is trining the sun, which is a great aspect. But then later in the day, it's squaring Saturn. Or like if you have a relaxing Saturday morning, maybe the afternoon hits and you're like, oh, wait, I need to do all of this work really fast before I can enjoy the rest of my weekend. Okay, now we're wrapping up the week on Sunday, March 31st. The moon is still in Sagittarius all day. It will be trining Mercury in Aries, but also squaring Venus and Neptune in Pisces. So how I read this is that it will still be a good day to see friends and connect with people because we have that nice flowing connection between the moon and Mercury. So get out of the house, see where your curiosity takes you. Maybe you stumble into a really cool store and you want to get something, or you could be taking a day trip somewhere because Mercury can often symbolize travel. So having the moon connect with it could mean that travel or just moving around more, getting out of your house will be a theme for Sunday. Sunday will definitely be a bit more low key than late Friday and Saturday were because Neptune is involved with the moon squaring Neptune. So you may be a bit more sensitive, or you could be prone to taking what someone says to you a bit too personally, or you may find it difficult to find structure to your day. like you start off the day strong, but then you're like, wait, I just want to lie down and do something more relaxing. So don't beat yourself up if you just have a self-care day on Sunday. Like, you don't need to be productive. The energy is not necessarily there on Sunday. The last thing I'll say is with the moon trining Mercury, just going back to that for a second, this is also a good day to get some writing done, or you may have new ideas come to you for projects you want to develop. And there could just be a lot of communication going on with people in general, whether that's meeting up with friends on Sunday, or maybe you're just texting back and forth with people more than usual. Okay, that's it for this week. Thank you again for listening. Your support means everything to me, and I will see you back here next time.